Never have enough time. You always need more time in this beast. And so, camp's been really good. We brought in 23 newcomers this summer in year one of our program. So that's transferring high school kids. And so, probably a little bit different. We hope it's a very different fall camp than normal in the next couple of years here at Campbell. But we had to put all those guys together. It's been really neat to see those guys come together and gel together. Each week this team has gotten better. It's a very young team. You look across the board, even the guys that are more experienced in age are not as experienced in snaps that they've gotten in college football. And to me, the experience of playing college football is playing college football. And so a lot of those pieces are inexperienced, and what they've been able to do is get better every week. And so that's the most exciting thing about this group, is where it can be in 2 weeks from now. We're better than we were on August 2nd. We had our first practice. But we're excited about where we can be on September, October, and those times as well.
First question this afternoon from Chris Clark. Good to see you, Chris.
See you too, and finally nice to talk with you as well, Coach. I apologize for not heading down to Buies Creek. Been really busy up here with a lot of things, but love what you're doing with the program down there. I wanted to ask you about your quarterback. How do you keep him just to be him and not try to fill the shoes of the guy that came before him, which did some really big stuff down there at Buies Creek, first and foremost?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think you hit the nail on the head. Exactly right. It's like he's got to be him. Chad's got to be Chad. And that's all we've ever asked him to do, is make sure that he is the best version of himself that he can be. Comparison is steals all joy, right? Comparison steals all joy in life, and we all know that. And that's the same for him. We're not asking him to be anybody he's not. We're asking him to be exactly who he is, because who he is good enough. And so he's been in a quarterback battle. This was not, it was handed to him. It was not, hey, you're the guy from day one. He's had to come in here and battle. He's worked with the twos. He's repped those in scrimmages. He's worked those in live situations. So I think it helps him build a lot of confidence that he was able to go and win the job in that piece. And that's why I think it's so important for quarterbacks. You got to go win the job. Winning by default, that ain't the answer. The guy that we brought in, Mike Chandler, as a transfer, he started 22 football games at FCS college football. So he's no stranger to what it takes in that spot. And Mike did a fantastic job. And you're going to see different stuff with him throughout the course of the year, incorporating him into the game plan. I think Chad, at the end of the day, he's got to be him. He is good enough. And we want to make sure that he has confidence in that from our standpoint, that he has our support in that piece.
We've been asked this before, as teams take on the personality of their coach, and we kind of knew what we were going to get with with your predecessor there, but I was curious to know what we're expected to see take the field here with your version of the Campbells there.
Yeah, I hope that you come and watch us play and you say from the first quarter to the fourth quarter, those guys play hard. That's what I want. I want people to be able to see how hard our kids play, how passionate they play the game. My story is very opposite than Coach Minter's. And that was a great learning experience for me here at Campbell, as Mike was the best player at Nebraska, one of the best players for the Carolina Panthers. Man, I'm a little old D3 guy, right? I was a backup D3 quarterback that came up being a D3 GA. And so for me in this piece, like that's all I know is we're gonna work our tails off. There's a lot of things that I think we're gonna grow in as a team. There's a lot of things I hope I get better as a coach. But at the end of the day, you're gonna get our dead level best every single time we get a chance to lace them up.
And if I could switch over to your opponent this week up there in Liberty, but back up just real quick, yeah, don't overlook the D3, D2 guys. I've learned that the hard way. Don't not. Those are the ones that don't give up, and those are the ones that are the problem. But we'll
Amen.
get to that later. You're going up to the mountains here. I was talking with somebody earlier today, and they basically said they're doing a lot more than just praising Jesus up there in Liberty. And they're winning football games, and they've got a guy under center. I want to say preseason conference player of the year here. In a word, problem. And I want to know what kind of solutions you have to that problem, if you would, going up there.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's got the solution. Obviously, they didn't last year. There's only one team in the country that had that solution. And so, Chris, I don't sit there and think I got all the answers by any means. you know, I think for us, they're obviously a very talented football team at any division and any level that you're playing with. For us, what we're trying to do, Chris, is just focus on who we are. This gives us an opportunity for the first time to go out on the football field, and we get to see our kids in live action. We get to see our coaches in live action. We get to see under the bullets. I mean, our guys are tired of hitting each other, right? They want to go out and play against somebody else in this piece. And so, you know, obviously, you know, Coach has done a phenomenal job continuing to build that program. I went there 3 years ago when I was assistant here, and they had a pretty good quarterback back then as well. And so at the end of the day, we can't control anything that Liberty's doing or not doing. All we can control is who we are. And the message that we've got for our team is to stay locked in from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and stay true to who we are in those pieces.
Thank you so much, Coach.
And if you got any tips, Chris, I'm all ears, man, because I've watched the film, and there's not a whole lot of weaknesses in these guys.
The only place I was going to ask you about attacking that maybe you could get into is, I mean, the ground game up there, too. I mean, they shoot people up, but their secondary, a bit of a weakness, and I don't want to give away the game plan if you got it, but it seems like one area you might be able to attack. Are we going to see you guys, are we going to see Air Camel, or are we going to see the ground attack this weekend? And I'll stop hogging the time.
I hope you see both, right? I hope you're able to do both. For us, it's staying consistent. We got to win first down. We got to get offensively 4 yards on first down. That puts us in a manageable situation for second and third down in those pieces. And that's something we talk about all the time is offensively, we've got to get 4 yards on first down. If we feel like that gives us a chance to open up the playbook, obviously gives you an opportunity to go for second and third down and get you into manageable fourth down situations in the right field spots. And so first down's key for us. And so throwing in, running the football, we got to be able to do both on first down to be able to keep them balanced. And we got to make them play 11 on 11.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks.
Actually, obviously, the quarterback and all the weapons they have on offense, how nice is it to have an experienced and talented linebacker like C.J. Tillman in the middle of your defense?
Yeah, absolutely. That group has been not a pleasant surprise because we expected them to be experienced in that spot. They've played snaps. I mean, you look across the board, all four of those guys that are going to start at linebacker position for us, they've played college football snaps. And so there's a steadiness. There's an evenness to those guys and how they played. The game won't be too big for those guys. CJ leading the charge right there. The game won't be too big. They'll understand the environment they're going into. And I think that kind of in the center of your defense, I think that gives your defensive line some security. It also gives your secondary some security with those guys on the front and the back end.
You obviously know the challenge that Liberty presents as a first-time or first-game head coach. When you play an FBS game like this, what would you like to see most out of your team? And what are you going to learn?
Yeah, that's the great thing is we're going to learn a ton about ourselves, and I mean ourselves. I'm going to learn about me. I'm going to learn about our coaches. Our coaches are going to learn about each other. Our coaches are going to learn about our player. Our players are going to learn about each other, and they're going to learn about our coaches. And so it's not just players that go into game one and learn. It's everybody goes into that game one and learn. And so I think the key is exactly what you said. We've got to learn through game one. If we come out of game one, whether you win or you lose, and you don't learn, you do lose because we didn't grow in that piece. And we talked about we got a young football team, and so growth is what we're striving for. If we can grow each and every week, I'm excited about the team, this football, who we can be in the coming weeks. But the most important thing is we've got to grow and we've got to be better. And so I think a lot of teams make a big improvement from week one to week two. I don't think this is a different situation for us. I think it's an opportunity for us to grow and to learn.
All right, Bracken. Thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday up at Liberty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. That concludes our CAA Football Coaches Weekly Teleconference. Appreciate